At this stage, we will not be examining the late Andreasen, the last part of his career.
Ja u ovom stadijumu nećemo istraživati kasnije godine Andreasevog delovanja.
But rather the early part of his career.
Već prvi deo njegove karijere.
His theology in the 30s and the 40s.
Njegovu teologiju u toku 30. i 40. godina.
His relationship to the church will take a radical and drastic change in the late 50s.
Njegov odnos prema crkvi u toku kasnih 50-ih godina doživeće jednu drastičnu promenu.
And we will look at Andreasen in the 50s and 60s tomorrow.
A mi ćemo sutra razmatrati Andreasena u toku 50-ih i 60-ih godina.
And right now, before we begin to examine his writings,
a upravo sada, pre nego što počnemo da ispitujemo njegove spise,
we'll take a 10-minute break.
Imaćemo 10 minuta pauze.
And I probably will be legalistic on the time, because this is something that must be done in 1 hour.
Znate, možda ću ja biti malo legalistički raspoložen što se tiče vremena, ali ovo je nešto što moramo učiniti u toku jednog sata.
I must lay the foundations and move through the entire theology in one sitting.
Ja moram i da postavim temelje i da prođem celu teologiju u toku jednog predavanja.
Because I want you to see the power in this theology.
Jer hoću da vidite tu silu koju je krila ta teologija.
And why it will take Adventism by storm.
I zašto je ona na olujan način zavladala adventizmom.
And why it's become so controversial in the present period.
A zašto je postala tako kontroverzna u sadašnjem periodu.
So come back at about 3 minutes after 12.
I zato vratite se 3 minuta posle 12. A prvi dokumentat koji ćemo razmatrati
is Andreasen's Book of Hebrews.
To je Andreasenova poslanica Jevrejima.
Where he sets a foundation for his concept of the atonement.
A gde on postavlja temelje svom konceptu pomirenja.
Page 59.
59. stranica.
He says there are 3 phases in Christ's work of atonement.
Kaže, postoje 3 faze Hristovog dela pomirenja.
In the first phase, he met sin face to face and conquered it.
U prvoj fazi on se suočio sa grehom licem k licu i pobedio ga.
In what, not one instance did he fail.
Ni u jednom trenutku nije promašio.
Not one stain of sin sullied his pure soul.
Ni jedna mrlja greha nije uprljala njegovu čistu dušu.
His body temple was holy.
Njegov hram tela je bio svet.
A fit place for God to dwell.
Je odgovarajuće mesto za Boga da u njemu boravi.
This stage terminated in Gethsemane.
Ova faza se završila u Getsemani.
So stage one is that Christ lived a perfect life.
Dakle, prva faza je u stvari da je Hristos živeo savršenim životom.
The second stage included Gethsemane and Golgotha.
Druga faza uključuje Getsemaniju i Golgotu.
There the sins which he had met and conquered.
Ovde su gresi s kojima se suočio i koje je pobedio.
Were placed upon him.
Bili stavljeni na njega.
That he might bear them up to the cross and annul them.
Da bi mogao da ih ponese sa sobom na krst i da ih izbriše.
So the second phase of atonement was Christ on the cross.
Prema tome, druga faza pomirenja bila je Hristos na krstu.
But it's the third phase that really is the distinctive
Međutim,
part.
Tek treća faza je zaista nešto izuzetno.
In the third phase,
u trećoj fazi,
Christ demonstrates
Hristos je pokazao
that man can do what he did.
Da čovjek može da čini ono što je on učinio.
With the same help that he had.
Uz istu pomoć koju je on dobio.
This phase includes his session at the right hand of God.
Ova faza uključuje njegovo sedanje s desne strane Boga.
His high priestly ministry.
Njegovu prvosvešteničku službu.
And
I
the final exhibition of his saints.
I konačno ispitivanje njegovih svetih
in their last struggle with Satan
u posljednjoj borbi sa Satanom
and their glorious victory.
I njihove slavne pobede.
So the third phase has to do with us.
Dakle, treća faza ima veze sa nama.
That we can live the life that Christ lived.
Da mi možemo živjeti životom kojim je Hristos živio.
And when that's been demonstrated,
I to se pokazalo, demonstriralo.
Then the death sentence, which was first pronounced upon the serpent in the garden.
I onda je smrtna kazna koja je prvi put bila izrečena zmiji u vrtu Edemskom.
Long delayed.
Dugo odlagana.
Will be carried out.
Biće izvršena.
Page 60.
60. Stranica.
The third phase is now in progress in the sanctuary above.
Treća faza je sada u toku u nebeskom svetilištu.
And in the church below.
I u crkvi na zemlji.
Christ broke the power of sin in his life work on earth.
Hristos je slomio silu greha u svom životnom delu na zemlji.
He destroyed sin and Satan by his death.
On je uništio greh i Satanu svojom smrću.
He is now eliminating and destroying sin in his saints on earth.
On sada eliminiše i uništava greh u svojim svetima na zemlji.
This is part of the cleansing of the true sanctuary.
To je deo čišćenja pravog svetilišta.
And back to page 58.
Da se vratimo ponovo na 58. stranicu.
When Christ at last cried out.
Kada je Hristos konačno uzviknuo.
It is finished.
Svrši se.
He had completed the second phase of his work.
On je završio drugu fazu svoga dela.
But there was still a third phase before him.
Ali je još uvek treća faza bila pred njim.
Christ had demonstrated in his own body.
Hristos je pokazao u svom telu.
That it was possible to be completely victorious over sin.
Da je moguće da se postigne potpuna pobjeda nad grehom.
But the question would naturally arise.
Ali se pitanje sasvim prirodno pojavlje.
As to whether his victory was merely a singular demonstration.
Da li je njegova pobjeda bila jedinstvena demonstracija.
Made possible by his unique relation to the Father.
Omogućena njegovim jedinstvenim odnosom sa Ocem.
Or whether others could do what he had done.
Ili mogu li drugi da učine ono što je on učinio?
Could man overcome as he had overcome?
Da li i ljudi mogu da pobede kao što je on pobedio?
That three-phase atonement.
Ovo trofazno pomirenje
forms the very foundation for his theology of the final generation.
Obrazuje sam temelj njegove teologije o posljednjoj generaciji.
Now we had a question right over here.
Ima tamo neko pitanje.
Okay. That takes me to the sanctuary service.
To me sada vodi do službe u svetilištu.
Chapter 21.
21. poglavlje.
Entitled The Last Generation.
Tu konačno govori o posljednjoj generaciji.
I would argue that this chapter
ja bih rekao da ovo poglavlje
is the most influential chapter written in the 20th century by an Adventist.
Da je najuticajnije poglavlje koje je u 20. veku napisao neki adventist.
I'm going to spend a little bit of time with this chapter.
Ja ću provesti neko vreme na ovom poglavlju.
And I am going to make some comments from time to time.
Ja ću s vremena na vreme dati neki komentar.
As I critique this chapter.
Dok budem kritikovao ovo poglavlje.
I start with the beginning paragraph.
Počinjem sa uvodnim paragrafom.
The final demonstration of what the gospel can do in and for humanity is still in the future.
Konačna demonstracija onoga što evanđelje može da učini u i za čovjeka je još uvek u budućnosti.
Christ showed the way.
Hristos je pokazao put.
He took a human body.
Uzeo ljudsko telo.
Now, I'll just comment here. He did not need to say what kind of sinful tendencies or anything,
da,
because that was well accepted.
Da, ovde na ovom mestu nije trebalo da kaže koju vrstu ljudskog tela je uzeo, jer to je bilo već prihvaćeno koju.
But you can see it's here.
Ali vi ovde to možete vidjeti.
He took a human body.
On je uzeo ljudsko telo.
And in that body demonstrated the power of God.
I u tom telu demonstrirao silu Božju.
Men are to follow his example.
Ljudi treba da slede njegov primjer.
And prove that what God did in Christ.
I da dokažu da je ono što je Bog učinio u Hristu.
He can do in every human being who submits to him.
Moguće njemu da učini za svako ljudsko biće koje se njemu pokori.
The world is awaiting this demonstration.
Svet čeka ovu demonstraciju.
When it has been accomplished,
a kada se ona bude postigla,
the end will come.
Doći će kraj.
God will have fulfilled his plan.
Bog želi da ispuni svoj plan.
He will have shown himself true and Satan a liar.
On će se pokazati, on će pokazati sebe kao istinitoga Boga, a Satanu kao lažova.
His government will stand vindicated.
Njegova vladavina će se opravdati.
The plan of salvation,
plan spasenja,
must of necessity include not only forgiveness of sin,
mora neizostavno da uključuje ne samo oproštenje, spasenje od greha,
is more than forgiveness of sin.
Znači mnogo više nego oproštenje greha.
Now he comes to an important point.
A sada dolazi do važne tačke.
And I'll have to spend some time here.
I ovdje moramo da provedemo neko vrijeme.
And that's his definition of sin.
A to je njegova definicija greha.
On page 302,
a 302. strana,
he talks about a man who got the victory over the tobacco habit.
On govori o čovjeku koji je postigao pobjedu nad navikom pušenja.
Now listen.
E sad slušaj.
On that point he is sanctified.
U tom trenutku, na toj tački, on je posvećen.
As he has become victorious over one besetment,
ako je kada je postao pobednik nad jednom slabošću,
so is to become victorious over every sin.
Tako može da postane ili treba da postane pobednik nad svakim grehom.
When the work is completed,
kada se ovo delo završi,
when he's gained the victory over pride,
kada bude postigao pobjedu nad ohološću,
ambition,
častoljubljen,
love of the world,
ljubavlju prema svetu,
over all evil,
nad svakim zlom,
he is ready for translation.
On je spreman za uznesenje.
He has been tried in all points.
Jer je iskušan u svem.
The evil one has come to him.
Đavo je došao k njemu.
And found nothing.
I nije našao ništa.
Satan has no more temptations for him.
Satana više nema nikakvih iskušenja za njega.
He has overcome them all.
On ih je sve savladao.
He stands without fault before the throne of God.
Stoji bez mane pred prestolom Božjim.
Christ places his seal upon him.
Hristo stavlja svoj pečat na njega.
He is safe and he is sound.
On je siguran i zdrav.
God has finished his work in him.
Bog je završio svoje delo u njemu.
The demonstration of what God can do with humanity is complete.
Demonstracija onoga što Bog može da učini sa čovječanstvom je potpuna.
Thus it shall be with the last generation of men living on the earth.
Tako treba da bude sa posljednjom generacijom ljudi koji budu živjeli na zemlji.
Through them,
preko njih,
God's final demonstration of what he can do with humanity will be given.
Bit će data Božja posljednja demonstracija onoga što može da učini sa ljudskim rodom.
He will take the weakest of the weak.
On će uzeti najslabijega među slabima.
They will demonstrate that it is possible to live without sin.
Oni će pokazati da je moguće živjeti bez greha.
The very demonstration for which the world has been looking.
To je upravo ona demonstracija koju je svet očekivao.
And for which God has been preparing.
I za koju se Bog pripremao.
It will become evident to all that the gospel really can save to the uttermost.
Postaće jasno svakome da evanđelje može da nas potpuno spase.
God is found true in his sayings.
Bog će se pokazati veran svojim rečima.
Now we need to take a look at the doctrine of sin here.
Ovdje moramo da razmotrimo doktrinu o grehu.
Because your doctrine of sin will determine your approach to salvation.
Jer vaša doktrina greha odredit će vaš pristup spasenju.
And also your approach to perfection.
A isto tako i vaš pristup savršenstvu.
It's no accident that Paul starts out the book of Romans with a discussion of sin.
Nije nikakav slučaj da apostol Pavle počeo poslanicu Rimljanima diskutujući o grehu.
And it's no accident that Andreasen starts out his chapter with a discussion of sin.
Nije nikakav slučaj da i Andreasen započeo ovo poglavlje diskusijom o grehu.
Now notice he says that this man has got the victory over one sin. On that point he is sanctified. He's looking at sin this way. Sin is a series of downward actions.
Akcija koja vodi nadole.
You're starting to smoke.
Počneš da pušiš.
You beat your wife.
Tučeš ženu.
You eat too much sugar.
Jedeš suviše šećera.
You do this.
Činiš ovo.
And that.
Činiš ono.
Sin is a series of downward behaviors.
Dakle, greh je jedna ozbiljna aktivnost koja te vodi nadole. Molim? You had a series of activities.
Series of downward behaviors.
Niz aktivnosti koje te vode nadal.
Well,
dobro.
If sin is a series of behaviors,
ako je dakle greh serija ponašanja,
then what does salvation become?
Onda šta je postalo spasenje?
You get sanctified on this point.
Ti se dakle posvećuješ u ovoj tački.
You stop smoking.
And
then you get sanctified on that point.
Zatim se posvećuješ na u ovoj tački.
You stop beating your wife.
Prestaneš da biješ svoju ženu.
And then you get sanctified on that point.
Onda se posvećuješ u ovoj tački.
You stop eating too much sugar.
Prestaješ jesti suviše šećera.
And you get sanctified on the other points.
I zatim se posvećuješ na drugim tačkama.
When sin is viewed as a series of behaviors,
ako dakle greh posmatraš kao niz različitih ponašanja,
salvation becomes getting the victory over a series of behaviors.
Onda spasenje postaje pobeda nad serijom grešaka.
And when you finally got victory over every sin,
i kada konačno postigneš pobedu nad svakim grehom,
you're perfect.
Onda si savršen.
And ready for translation.
Spreman si za uznesenje.
Now that is a very interesting picture.
A ovo je vrlo interesantna slika.
Because it's the same picture that the Pharisees have in the New Testament.
Jer to je ista slika koju su fariseji napravili u Novom Zavetu.
A behavioral approach to both sin.
To je dakle to, taj pristup grehu preko ponašanja.
And perfection.
I također i savršenstvo.
Let me ask a question.
Da vam postavim jedno pitanje.
When did Eve sin?
What?
When did Eve sin?
Kada je Eva pogrešila?
Before she took when she took the fruit or before she took the fruit?
Da li kada je uzela plod ili pre toga? What? When she left Adam. Yeah,
when she took the fruit or before she took the fruit?
Da li pre nego što je uzela plod ili pošto je uzela plod.
Yeah. Sin was something that happened in her mind or in her heart.
Da, greh je nešto što se događa u vašem umu, u vašem srcu.
God said don't eat it and don't touch it.
Bog je rekao ne jedi i ne diraj.
And what did she do?
A šta ona učinila?
She told God.
Ona je kazala Bogu.
Leave me alone.
Pusti me na miru.
I'm going to do what I want.
Ja ću činiti ono što se meni sviđa.
I'm going to be my own authority.
Ja ću postati autoritet
I'm
sebi
going to
sama.
Be the God of my own life.
Ja ću postati Bog u svom životu.
She put her own will at the center of her life.
Ona je svoju volju stavila u središte svog života.
I once preached a series of sermons to the annual council of the general conference.
Ja sam jednom držao jedan niz predavanja, propovedi na godišnjem zasedanju generalne konferencije.
And my lead sentence included this phrase.
I među ostalih rečenica jedna je fraza bila uključena.
Murder is not sin.
Ubistvo nije greh.
Theft is not sin.
Krađa nije greh. Yeah, decision to
sin is before these things.
Ja, greh se dogodio pre toga.
The capital S-I-N, the big sin.
Velikim slovima napisan greh, veliki greh.
Is a rebellion against God.
To je pobuna protiv Boga.
In fact, the title of my sermon was Sin is Love.
The sin is
love. Sin is love.
Sin is love.
Sin is love.
Njegova rečenica glasi greh je ljubav.
It's loving yourself more than God.
Ah. Voleti sebe do smrti.
It's true. The Bible calls sin agape.
Da, Biblija zove greh agape.
But I could go through a biblical demonstration of the topic.
Ali ja neću ići do biblijske demonstracije ove teme.
It's loving yourself more than God.
To je voleti sebe više nego Boga.
Is putting yourself on the throne of your own life.
Staviti sebe na presto svog života.
Sin is an attitude of heart and mind.
To greh je držanje uma, misli i srca.
And when you have that attitude of heart and mind,
kada takvo držanje imate u svom srcu i umu,
it will lead you to commit individual sins.
Onda će vas to navesti da činite pojedinačne grehe.
But murder is not the problem.
Ali ubistvo nije problem.
It's only a little wart on the surface of a bad heart and a bad mind.
To je jedno delo koje se pokazalo na površini lošeg uma i lošeg srca.
Christianity is not becoming better in your actions.
A hrišćanstvo nije kada se ti poboljšavaš u svojim delima.
The problem with this model?
Problem sa ovim modelom.
After you've cleaned up all your bad activities?
Nakon što ste očistili sve svoje zle aktivnosti.
Is you're still a sinner?
Vi ste i dalje grešnik.
The Bible model is totally different.
A biblijski model je potpuno različit.
Righteousness is not a series of actions.
Pravednost nije niz akcija.
Righteousness is a crucifixion.
Pravednost je raspeće.
And a resurrection.
I vaskrsenje.
So you get a new heart and a new mind.
Tako da dobijete novo srce i novi um.
And you put God back at the center of your life.
I kada Boga stavljate ponovo u središte svoga života.
Actually, the Holy Spirit does that.
U stvari, radi se o Svetom Duhu.
And this crucifixion and a resurrection.
Ovo raspeće, ovo vaskrsenje.
New heart and new mind.
Novo srce, nove misli.
Will lead to a totally different way of living.
Navešće vas na potpuno različit način života.
That is righteous actions.
A to su pravedna dela.
Both to God and neighbor.
I prema Bogu i prema bližnjima.
Two totally different approaches to sin.
Dva potpuno različita pristupa grehu.
And righteousness.
I pravednosti.
Sin and salvation and perfection is not a matter of behavior.
Greh, savršenstvo, spasenje nije pitanje ponašanja.
It's a matter of coming to the cross and being crucified.
To je pitanje dolaska krstu i raspinjanja.
And being resurrected to a new way of life.
I uskrsnuća na novi život.
That's Christianity.
To je hrišćanstvo.
And this chapter unfortunately builds upon a wrong model.
A na nesreću ovo poglavlje gradi na pogrešnom modelu.
So the first thing I need to say is that an inadequate doctrine of sin.
Zato mislim da je ovo neodgovarajuća doktrina o grehu.
And therefore an inadequate doctrine of righteousness and perfection.
I upravo zato je to neadekvatna doktrina o pravednosti i o savršenstvu.
You cannot be sanctified on one point.
Ne možeš se ti biti posvećen u jednoj tački.
You're either sanctified or not sanctified.
Ti si ili posvećen ili nisi posvećen.
By the way, sanctified means set apart for holy use.
U stvari, posvećeno znači biti odvojen za svetu upotrebu.
You want one also?
Yes, I would like to have one. You know, they are taping it, and so I have to speak to me.
We go on now.
Idemo dalje sada.
But we had to take care of that first.
Ali ovom se moramo prvo pobrinuti.
A man gets the victory over the tobacco habit.
Ovde kaže čovjek je postigao pobedu nad navikom pušenja.
On that point he is sanctified.
I na to, u toj tački on se posvetio.
And when he gets the victory over every point.
A kada bude postigao pobedu nad svakim grehom.
Then he stands without fault before the throne of
God. Onda stoji bez mane pred prestolom Božjim.
He's demonstrated that it's possible to live without sin.
I pokazuje da je moguće živjeti bez greha.
The plagues fall.
Zla padaju.
The destruction is on every hand and stares them in the face.
Uništenje se vidi na sve strane, na licu zemlje.
But like Job, they hold fast their integrity.
Ali kao I Job, oni se drže čvrsto svoga poštenja.
Nothing can make them sin.
Ništa ih ne može navesti da greše.
They keep the commandments of God.
Oni drže zapovesti Božje.
And the faith of Jesus.
I veru Isusovu.
It is in the last generation of men living on the earth.
Upravo u toku posljednje generacije ljudi koja bude živjela na ovoj zemlji.
That God's power under sanctification will stand fully revealed.
Božja sila posvećenja će se potpuno pokazati.
Listen to this.
A sad slušajte ovo.
The demonstration of that power is God's vindication.
Demonstracija ove sile biće Božja odbrana.
It clears him of any and all charges which Satan places against him.
Ona će ga opravdati od svih optužbi koje Satana podigao protiv njega.
In the last generation,
u posljednjoj generaciji,
God is vindicated.
Bog će biti odbranjen.
And Satan is defeated.
A Satana će biti pobeđen.
That's powerful.
Ovo je silan navod.
We vindicate God.
Mi odbranjujemo Boga.
It puts the Adventist Church at the very center of the great controversy.
To je adventističku crkvu stavilo u sam centar velikog sukoba.
By our sinless life.
Svojim bezgrešnim životom.
By the demonstration that we can live without Christ.
Demonstrirajući da možemo da živimo bez Hrista.
We vindicate God.
Mi pravdamo Boga.
In the last generation, God is vindicated and Satan is defeated.
U posljednjoj generaciji Bog će biti odbranjen, a Satana pobeđen.
Unfortunately, that last statement,
na nesreću ova posljednja izjava,
which he will expand upon, Andreasen.
O koju će Andreasen proširiti,
will contradict both the Bible and Ellen White.
Protivi I Bibliji I ispisima duha proroštva.
Satan was defeated with the cry, it is finished.
Jer Satan je bio pobeđen onim uzvikom svrši se.
And if the Bible's not enough, I'll give you the page in Desire of Ages later on.
Ako vam taj biblijski tekst nije dovoljan, ja ću vam dati tekst u Čežnji vekova.
Satan was defeated on the cross.
Satan je bio pobeđen na krstu.
But not according to this theology.
Ali ne... Nije tako po ovoj teologiji.
The defeat of Satan is up to us.
On smatra da je nama prepušteno da pobedimo Satana.
Go on.
Idemo dalje.
But Satan did not give up.
Ali Satana nije odustao.
He had failed in his conflict with Christ.
On je pobeđen u svom sukobu sa Hristom.
But he might yet succeed with men.
Ali možda može da uspe sa ljudima.
So he went to make war with a remnant of her seed.
I tako otide da se pobije sa ostatkom semena njezina.
Which keep the commandments of God.
Koja drži zapovesti Božje.
And have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Ima svedočanstvo Isusa Hrista.
Revelation 12:17.
Otkrivenje 12:17.
If he could overcome them, that is the final generation, he might not be defeated.
Ako uspe da njih savlada, to znači posljednju generaciju, ne mora pretrpeti poraz.
Did you catch that?
Da li shvatate ovo?
Christ never defeated Satan. We must.
Hristos nikada nije pobedio Satanu. To je nama prepušteno. Mi to moramo.
The demonstration which God intends to make with the last generation on earth.
Demonstracija koju Bog želi da učini sa posljednjom generacijom na zemlji.
Means much.
Mnogo znači.
Both to the people of and to God.
Mnogo narodu I mnogo Bogu.
Can God's law really be kept?
Da li se Božji zakon zaista može držati?
When the challenge, a statement and challenge are issued by Satan.
Kada izjava i izazov bude upućen od strane Sotone.
No one can keep the law.
Niko ne može da drži zakon.
It is impossible.
To je nemoguće.
Is there, if there be any that can do it or that have done it, show them to me.
Ako je iko to ikad mogao da učini ili je učinio, pokažite mi ga.
Where are they that keep the commandments?
Gde su ti koji drže zapovesti?
God will quietly answer.
Bog će tiho odgovoriti.
Here they are.
Evo ih.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Ovde su oni koji drže zapovesti Božje i imaju veru Isusovu.
Revelation 14:12. God must meet Satan's challenge.
Bog mora da se suoči sa Sotoninim izazovom.
It is not God's plan or a part of his purpose.
Nije Božji plan, niti je deo njegove namere.
To subject men to tests that only a few chosen can survive.
Da ljude podvrgne probi koju može da izdrži samo nekoliko izabranih.
It does not serve the purpose he has in mind to have only a few men keep it.
Nije poslužilo njegove nameri, niti on to imao na umu, da samo nekoliko ljudi drži.
Just enough to show that it can be done.
Samo toliko da pokažu da je to moguće.
It is not in line with God's character to pick outstanding men of strong purpose.
Nije u skladu sa Božjim karakterom da izabere nekoliko istaknutih ljudi, jake namere.
And superb training.
I izrazitog obrazovanja,
and demonstrate through them what he can do.
I da pokaže preko njih što može da učini.
It is much more in harmony with his plan.
I mnogo je više u skladu sa njegovim planom.
To make his requirements such.
Da svoje zahteve tako formuliše.
That even the weakest need not fail.
Da ni najslabiji ne mora da doživi poraz.
So that none can ever say.
Da, tako da niko ne može reći,
but God demands that which can be done by only a few.
Da Bog zahteva ono što samo retki mogu da postignu.
It is for this reason.
Upravo iz ovog razloga,
that God has reserved his greatest demonstration.
Da je Bog rezervisao svoju najveću demonstraciju
for the last generation.
Za poslednju generaciju.
This generation bears the results of accumulated sin.
Ova generacija nosi rezultate nagomilanog greha.
And if any are weak, they are.
Ako je iko slab, onda su to oni.
If any suffer from inherited tendencies, they do.
Ako iko pati zbog nasleđenih sklonosti, onda su to oni.
If any have an excuse because of weakness of any kind, they have.
Ako iko ima neki izgovor zbog svakovrsnih slabosti, onda ga oni imaju.
If therefore these can keep the commandments,
ako stoga ti mogu da drže zapovesti,
there is no excuse for anyone in any other generation,
onda nema nikakvog izgovora za nikoga, za bilo koju generaciju,
not doing so also.
Da ne učini to isto.
Now this particular paragraph presents an interesting argument.
Ovaj paragraf ovde iznosi veoma zanimljiv dokaz.
To follow the logic, if Christ had 4,000 years of inherited tendencies,
on sledi tu logiku da je Hristos patio od 4,000 nagomilanih posledica greha,
we have 6,000.
A mi imamo 6,000.
Therefore, we really have to be better than Christ if you follow the logic.
Prema tome, ako sledimo njegovu logiku, moramo se pokazati i boljim od Hrista.
But this is not enough.
Al to nije dovoljno.
God intends in his demonstration to show,
Bog namerava da u svojoj demonstraciji pokaže,
not merely that ordinary men of the last generation can,
da ne samo obični ljudi poslednje generacije,
can successfully pass a test such as he gave to Adam and Eve,
mogu uspešno položiti probu koju je on dao Adamu i Evi,
but that they can survive a test much harder,
već da mogu nadživeti i mnogo oštriju probu,
than such as falls to the lot of common men.
Od one koja pada u deo običnom čoveku.
It will be a test comparable to the one Job passed through.
Biće to proba koja se može uporediti sa onom kroz koju je prošao Job.
And approaching that which the master underwent.
I približava se onoj kroz koju je prošao sam učitelj.
It will test them to the uttermost.
Ona će ih isprobati do kraja.
God's people in the last days,
Boži narod u posljednje dane,
will pass through an experience similar to Job's.
Proći će kroz iskustvo koje će biti slično Jovovom.
They will be tested as he was.
Oni će proći kroz probu kao i on.
They will have every earthly stay removed.
Oni će svaki zemaljski oslonac će im biti uskraćen.
Satan will be given permission to torment them.
Satani će biti data dozvola da ih muči.
In addition to this, the Spirit of God will be withdrawn from the earth.
Osim toga, Boži duh će biti povučen sa zemlje.
And the protection of earthly governments removed.
A bit će uskraćena i zaštita zemaljskih vlada.
God's people will be left alone to battle with the powers of darkness.
Gospodnji narod će biti prepušten da sam za sebe vodi bitku sa silama tame.
In the last generation, God will stand vindicated.
U poslednjoj generaciji Bog će biti odbranjen.
In the remnant, Satan will meet his defeat.
U ostatku, Satana će se suočiti sa svojim porazom.
God will produce not only one or two who keep his commandments.
Bog će proizvesti ne jednoga ili dvojicu koji će biti u stanju da drže zapovesti.
But a whole group spoken of as the 144,000.
Već celu grupu o kojoj se govori kao o 144,000.
They will have disproved Satan's accusation against the government of heaven.
Oni će odbaciti Sotonske optužbe protiv vladavine neba.
Satan is the accuser.
Sotona je tužilac.
God himself is the accused and on trial.
A sam Bog je optužen i na suđenju.
He's been charged with injustice.
On je bio optužen za nepravdu.
With requiring his creatures to do that which they cannot do.
Da zahteva od svojih stvorenja ono što ona ne mogu da čine.
And yet punishing them for not doing it.
A onda da ih kažnjava zato što to nisu učinila.
And now we come to the most remarkable statement in this chapter.
A sada najznačajnija izjava u ovom poglavlju.
Because it contradicts the rest of the chapter.
Zato što je ona u suprotnosti sa ostalim delom glave.
But he goes on like he doesn't say it.
Ali on nastavlja kao da to nije ni rekao.
But I will say it.
Ali ja ću reći.
In order for God to sustain his contention.
U stvari, da bi Bog mogao da održi ovaj sukob,
it is necessary for God to produce at least one man.
Neophodno je za njega da nađe makar jednog čovjeka
who has kept the law.
Koji je držao zakon.
In the absence of such a man,
u odsutnosti takvog čovjeka,
God loses.
Bog gubi.
And Satan wins.
A Satana pobeđuje.
That's the best paragraph in the entire chapter.
Ovo je najbolji odsek u celom poglavlju.
Because God did produce one man.
Zato što je čovjek zaista našao jednog čovjeka.
Jesus.
Isusa.
But he goes on like he never said this paragraph.
Ali on se ide dalje kao da nikada nije rekao ovu činjenicu.
Well, it is true that many from time to time have dedicated their lives to God.
Iako je istina da s vremena na vreme neki su svoj život posvećivali Bogu.
And lived without sin for periods of time.
I živeli bez greha u toku nekih razdoblja vremena.
Satan claims that these are special cases, as was Job's case.
Satan tvrdi da su to posebni slučajevi kao što je bio Jobov slučaj.
And do not come under the ordinary rules.
I ne potpadaju pod uobičajena pravila.
He demands a clear-cut case.
On želi neki potpuno jasan slučaj.
Where there can be no doubt.
U kojem neće biti nikakve sumnje.
And where God is not interfered.
I u kojem se God, Bog nije mešao.
God is ready for the challenge.
A Bog je spreman za ovaj izazov.
He has bided his time.
On je odredio svoje vreme.
The supreme exhibition.
Najuzvišenije izražavanje.
Has been reserved until the final contest.
Je sačuvano za finalni sukob.
Now you notice that this is a slight shift from what the Bible, and particularly the book of Revelation,
Vidite da ovdje se malo udaljuje od onoga što knjiga Otkrivenja tvrdi.
For some reason you get the impression that the supreme exhibition was the cross of the Lamb.
Na neki način vi imate utisak da je ovo najuzvišenije izražavanje bilo jagnje na krstu.
But this theology puts us at the center.
Ali ova teologija nas stavlja u središte.
It's a powerful theology.
Strašna teologija.
So to silence forever Satan's charges.
I tako da bi se zauvek zatisnule Sotonine optužbe.
To make it evident that his people are serving him from motives of loyalty.
Da bi se dokazalo da mu njegov narod služi iz vernosti.
Without reference to reward.
Ne tražeći nagradu.
God permits Satan in the last generation.
Bog dozvoljava Sotoni u toku posljednjeg naraštaja.
To try his people to the uttermost.
Da iskuša njegov narod do krajnosti.
They will be threatened, tortured, persecuted.
Oni će biti ugrožavani, mučeni, progonjeni.
They will stand face to face with the death, with death.
Oni će se suočavati sa smrću.
In the issuance of the decree to worship the beast in his image.
Po pitanju dekreta koji traži da se poklonimo pred zverju i njenom ikonom.
But they will not yield.
Ali neće popustiti.
They are willing to die rather than sin.
Oni su pre spremni da umru nego da zgreše.
God,
Bog,
to make the demonstration complete,
da ovu demonstraciju učini savršenom,
does one more thing.
Čini još nešto.
He hides himself.
On se skriva.
The sanctuary in heaven is closed.
Nebesko svetilište se zatvara.
The saints cry to God day and night.
Sveti viču Bogu i dan i noć.
For deliverance.
Tražeći izbavljenje.
But he appears not to hear.
Ali izgleda da ih on ne čuje.
God's chosen ones are passing through Gethsemane.
Boži izabrani prolaze kroz Getsemani.
Seemingly they must fight their battles alone.
Naizgled oni treba da biju svoje bitke sami.
They must live in the sight of a holy God without an intercessor.
Oni moraju da žive u blizini svetoga Boga bez posrednika.
In the last generation,
u posljednjoj generaciji,
God gives the final demonstration,
Bog pruža konačnu demonstraciju,
that men can keep the law of God,
da ljudi mogu da drže Božji zakon,
and they can live without sinning,
i da mogu da žive bez greha.
God leaves nothing undone to make the demonstration complete.
Bog ne propušta da učini bilo šta da bi ova demonstracija bila potpuna.
Listen.
Slušajte sad.
Through the last generation of saints,
preko posljednje generacije svetih,
God stands finally vindicated.
Bog se konačno opravdava.
Through them he defeats Satan.
Preko njih on pobeđuje Sotonu.
And wins his case.
I pobeđuje u svojoj raspravi.
All of this is closely connected with the work of the Day of Atonement.
Sve ovo usko povezano sa delom na dan pomirenja.
On that day the people of Israel,
toga dana narodu Izraelu,
having confessed their sins,
pošto je priznao svoje grehe,
were completely cleansed.
Bio je potpuno očišćen.
They had already been forgiven.
Već im je bilo oprošteno.
Now sin was separated from them.
A sada je greh odvojen od njih.
They were holy and without blame.
Bili su sveti i bez mrlje.
The camp of Israel was clean.
Logor izraelski postao je čist.
And now for the most arrogant statement I have ever read in theology.
A sada najarogantnija izjava koju sam ikada pročitao u teologiji.
The cleansing of the sanctuary in heaven.
Čišćenje svetilišta na nebu.
Is dependent upon the cleansing of God's people on earth.
Zavisi od čišćenja Božjeg naroda na zemlji.
How important then.
Kako je onda važno.
That God's people be holy.
Da Božji narod bude svet.
And without blame.
I bez manje.
In them every sin must be burned out.
U njima mora da izgori svaki greh.
So that they will be able to stand in the sight of a holy God.
Tako da budu spremni da opstanu na pred očima svetoga Boga.
And live with a devouring fire.
I žive iako je oko njih oganj koji proždire.
There is a theology that makes God dependent upon the Adventist Church.
Ovde je teologija koja Boga čini zavisnim od adventističke crkve.
The cleansing of the sanctuary above.
Čišćenje nebeske svetinje.
Is dependent upon the cleansing of God's people on earth.
Zavisno je od čišćenja Božjeg naroda na zemlji.
Same theology that the Jews had in the first century.
To je teologija, ista teologija koju su imali Jevreji u prvom stoljeću.
That God was dependent upon the Jewish people and their perfection.
Da je Bog u svom savršenstvu zavisan od ponašanja jevrejskog naroda.
This is an interesting theology.
To je zanimljiva teologija.
I was taught it when I became an Adventist.
Meni je bilo rečeno kad sam postao adventist.
And 3 months after my baptism.
3 mjeseca posle krštenja.
I promised God
obećao sam Bogu
that I would be the first perfect Christian since Jesus.
Da ću biti prvi savršeni hrišćanin posle Hrista.
It took me 8 years to burn out.
Trebalo mi 8 godina da izgorim.
And then I resigned from the ministry.
I onda sam dao ostavku na propovjedničku službu.
And wandered in a far country for 6 years.
I otišao sam i zadržavao se u dalekoj zemlji 6 godina.
And didn't read my Bible for 6 years.
Nisam čitao Bibliju 6 godina.
And didn't pray for 6 years.
Nisam se molio 6 godina.
At the end of 6 years,
posle 6 godina,
God found me.
Bog me pronašao.
Like Nebuchadnezzar. And my Adventism got baptized.
I moj adventizam se krstio.
I became a Christian.
Postao sam hrišćanin.
I met Jesus.
Sreo sam se sa Hristom.
And I found out the ultimate test.
I ja sam ustanovio da konačni test
is not to get to the place in Christianity that you can be without Jesus.
Nije na mestu gdje hrišćanstvo treba da opstane bez Hrista.
But learn ever more perfectly to trust in him.
Već da se savršenije nauči uzdati u njega.
The great temptation of people will always be.
Najveće iskušenje kojemu su ljudi ikada ili stalno bili iskušeni.
The same temptation given to Eve.
Ono isto iskušenje koje je bilo ponuđeno Evi
that we shall be like God.
Jeste da budemo kao Bog.
There's some true things about that.
Ima nekih istina u tome.
But there's a false way too.
Ali ima i laži u vezi s tim.
As I look at this theology,
kad pregledamo ovu teologiju,
I have not the slightest doubt of its power.
Nemam najmanje sumnje u njenu silu.
That is the power of its logic.
Silu njene logike.
Once you accept the basic presuppositions.
Onda kada prihvatite njene osnovne pretpostavke.
Once you define sin as a series of actions.
Kada greh definišete kao niz postupaka.
And sin is overcoming those negative things in our life.
I kada kažete da mi treba da savladamo te negativne tendencije u svom životu.
But as we noted, that's a non-biblical definition of sin.
Ali mi smo zapazili da to nije biblijska definicija greha.
And it doesn't even include sins of omission.
Omission.
Omission. Sins of commission and omission.
Da to su grehovi, pazite, na dve vrste greha, greh propuštanja i greh činjenja.
Such as those things we don't do.
To je ono što ne činimo.
I was
ovdje u ovu šemu nije uključen greh propuštanja da se nešto učini.
I was hungry and you didn't feed me.
Bio sam gladan, a vi me ne nahraniste.
A sin of omission.
To je greh propuštanja.
The Bible, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Ali o tome ćemo sutra.
But this theology.
Ali ova teologija.
Not only has an unbiblical definition of sin,
ne samo da sadrži nebiblijsku definiciju greha,
but I will talk tomorrow when I close,
a ja ću govoriti sutra kad budem završavao,
about the fact that it has an unbiblical definition of perfection,
da ona također sadrži nebiblijsku definiciju savršenstva.
I do believe there will be a final demonstration.
Ja verujem da će doći do konačne demonstracije.
And I'll close the class on that tomorrow.
Ja ću završiti predavanje sutra o tome.
The real demonstration.
Prava demonstracija.
No, I have it.
Ja verujem u to.
Ellen White tells us what it is.
I Ellen White nam govori šta će to biti.
He certainly has misinterpreted Christ's object lessons page 69.
Svakako da je on pogrešno protumačio ono što je napisano u knjizi Hristove priče 69. stranica.
About perfectly reproducing the character of Christ.
O savršenom reprodukovanju Hristovog karaktera.
And Great Controversy pages 425 and 623.
I ono što je u velikoj borbi napisano.
About standing without a mediator.
O stajanju bez posrednika.
Does not mean standing without a savior.
To ne znači stajati bez spasitelja.
Very seriously.
Veoma ozbiljno.
He contradicts the cry, it is finished.
On se suproti onom uzviku, svršeno je.
In Desire of Ages, page 764.
Onome što je napisano u knjizi Čežnja vekova, 764. strana.
which plainly states that the victory over Satan was won at the cross.
Koja jasno izražava da je pobeda nad Sotonom postignuta na krstu.
Christ had made the great demonstration.
Hristos je učinio tu veliku demonstraciju.
But the most serious problem with this theology.
Ali možda najozbiljniji problem sa ovom teologijom.
It makes God dependent upon human beings.
Je u tome što Boga čini zavisnim od ljudskog ponašanja.
That is an unbiblical stance.
A to je nebiblijska nauka.
Tomorrow I will say just one or two more things about Andreasen.
Sutra ću vam kazati možda jednu, dve stvari o Andreasenu.
And then we will move into the period from 1955 on.
A onda ćemo se prebaciti na period posle 55. godine.
And we'll see how this theology divides Adventism into two separate camps.
I onda ćemo videti kako je ova teologija podelila Adventizam u dva međusobno suprotna tabora.
With two separate theologies.
Sa dve međusobno suprotne teologije.
As we take a look at the period from 1955 to the present.
A ako budemo dakle razmatrali taj period od 55. godine do danas,
we deal with Adventist theology in tension with itself.
Kada se budemo bavili adventističkom teologijom i njenom unutrašnjom napetošću.
Now as we move towards this final period.
I kad se budemo kretali prema ovom konačnom periodu,
you'll see that all the questions from the past.
Mi ćemo videti da će sva pitanja iz prošlosti.
What is Adventist and Adventism?
Šta je to adventističko adventizmu?
What is Christian in Adventism?
Šta je to hrišćansko adventizmu?
What is fundamentalist in Adventism?
Šta je to fundamentalističko adventizmu?
We'll all see a new life.
Mi ćemo sve to sagledati u novoj svetlosti.
Except now they'll all be asked at the same time.
Osim što se oni sada sva ta pitanja postavljaju istovremeno.
So some of you may have some questions on this.
Možda neki među vama imate pitanja o tome.
I think we'll just start out that way tomorrow.
Možda ćemo time početi sutra.
Okay.
U redu.
It's time for to quit.
Sad je vreme da završim.
Today we looked at the period running from 1920 to 1955.
Juče smo razmatrali razdoblje od 20. do 55. godine ovog veka.
We looked at three issues.
Razmatrali smo tri pitanja.
The first was the explosive context between liberalism and fundamentalism during the 1920s.
Prvo je bio eksplozivni sukob između liberalizma i fundamentalizma tamo negde 20. godine.
A polarization that will definitely affect Adventist thinking.
I polarizaciju koja je svakako uticala na adventistički sistem razmišljanja.
And then secondly, we looked at Adventism during the 1920s.
Zatim razmatrali smo položaj adventizma u toku 20. godina.
Particularly two topics.
Posebno sa dva stanovišta.
The movement towards verbalism and inerrancy and rigid view of inspiration.
Prvo je bio pokret ka verbalnoj inspiraciji, jedan ukočeni pogled tradicionalistički.
Then revival of interest in righteousness by faith.
I drugo je oživljavanje interesa za opravdanje verom.
That second one was a very positive need of the church.
Svakako ovo drugo je bila pozitivna potreba crkve.
Whereas the first one tended to move us away from a centrist position.
Dok nas je onaj prvi pokret udaljavao od naše uravnotežene pozicije.
Or I should say biblical position.
Ili bi bolje da kažem biblijske pozicije.
And the third thing we looked at was the theology of M.L. Andreasen.
A treće što smo razmatrali bila je teologija Andreasena.
Last generation theology.
Teologija poslednjeg naraštaja.
And once you've seen that theology, you can't forget that theology.
A kad jednom proučite tu teologiju, svakako je nećete zaboraviti.
I look at my translator here.
Gledam svog prevodioca.
And around the world, the, in our generation, that was the theology.
Da, u, po celom svetu, u naše vreme, u vreme naše generacije, to je bila ona teologija koja se poštovala.
It put the Adventist church at the center of the universe.
Ona je nekako stavljala adventističku crkvu u središte svemira.
And we noted its strengths and weaknesses yesterday.
A mi smo također razmatrali i njene slabosti i mane juče.
Maybe we didn't notice the strengths too much.
Mi smo možda zapazili njenu snagu suviše.
But one of the strengths obviously is an interest in God's law.
A jedna od njih je svakako bila interesovanje za Božji zakon.
Unfortunately, I don't think that Andreasen really made explicit what the law was.
Na nesreću, čini mi se da Andreasen nije dovoljno naglasio šta je taj zakon.
Maybe we'll talk about that later on today.
Malo kasnije u toku dana mi ćemo o tome govoriti.
But the basic law is not the Ten Commandments.
Jer osnovni zakon nije 10 zapovesti.
In fact, maybe I'll just give you something to think about.
Možda ću vam ja tom prilikom pružiti nešto da razmišljate.
The Ten Commandments are neither eternal nor universal.
10 zapovesti nisu ni večne, ni sveopšte.
But there's something that is.
Ali ima nešto što jeste.
Now I'm tempted to get off the track.
Možda sam malo skrenuo s puta.
I once preached a series of sermons at the annual council of the General Conference.
Ja sam jednom držao jedan niz propovedi na godišnjem zasedanju generalne konferencije.
And the brethren said, you don't believe your sermon titles.
Kaže, braća, ti ne veruješ baš u jedan deo svoje propovedi.
I told you the first one yesterday.
Ja sam rekao prvo od toga juče.
Sin is love.
Greh je ljubav.
The second one was Adventist neglect the law. The second sermon was Adventist neglect the law.
Druga propoved je bila Adventisti odbacuju zakon.
Which is very true.
Što je također istina.
Not the laws and the rules and the regulations, but the law.
Ne pravila, propise, nego zakon.
The third one, the justification, the work of a lifetime, sanctification, the work of a moment.
You know, I'm not used to preach the heresies.
This is not heresy, brother.
Can you repeat it?
This is justification, the work of a lifetime, sanctification, the work of a moment.
Opravdanje, delo celog života, posvećenje, delo trenutka.
And there were other titles.
A bilo je i drugih tematika.
But we need to begin to think about the deeper issues that underlie so many of our very phrases that we repeat almost mindlessly.
Da, mislim da bi trebalo da malo razmislimo o dubljem značenju tih fraza kojima se često služimo i ne razmišljajući mnogo.
I might talk about those topics briefly when I talk about perfection at the end.
Možda ću o nekima od tih fraza ukratko govoriti kada budem govorio pri kraju o posvećenju.
Because the last sermon for the week was entitled I used to be perfect.
Posljednja propoved u toku te sedmice nosila je naslov običavao sam da budem savršen.
The topic we'll deal with tonight at Zemun.
Tu istu propoved držat ću večeras u Zemunu.
We need to have a better grasp of what the Bible is talking about, what it's all about.
Nama je potrebno da malo dublje shvatimo ono što Biblija govori. Šta je to što ona u stvari želi da nam prenese?
What the central issues are.
Koja su njena centralna pitanja?
Too many of our solutions do not treat the real sin, they treat it as actions.
Neka, zapravo skoro veliki deo naših solucija, naših rešenja, problema greha ne prilazi grehu kakav on stvarno jeste, već smatra greh nizom dela.
They don't even treat the real law.
Pa čak mi se ne bavimo ni stvarnim zakonom.
But only the law is a series of behaviors.
već samo smatramo zakon jednim nizom pravila ponašanja.
And as a result,
i kao posljedica,
we come up with inadequate understandings of both salvation and perfection.
Na kraju dolazimo do nedovoljno pravilnog razumevanja pitanja spasenja.
You know, those sentences are such a nature that we have to have them in written form in order to look at them and understand them properly.
Ja kažem, ove rečenice koje on sada izgovorio su takve prirode da bi ih trebalo napisati tako da možemo ih čitati i polako razmišljati o njihovom značenju.
I think we'll talk about some of these topics when we close today.
A mislim da ćemo nekima od ovih tema razgovarati u toku današnjeg dana.
Just remember one thing.
Jedno zapamtite.
Sin and the law are the same thing.
Greh i zakon su jedno te isto.
I'll demonstrate that.
Bojim se da je tako.
Okay, that brings us back to Andreasen.
Ajde, to nas sve vraća Andreasen.
Which I believe that he did have an inadequate treatment.
Ja mislim da je on imao jedan nedovoljno pravilan tretman.
I wanted to say what I think is real, most positive insight was.
Mislim da želim sad da naglasim ono što je najpozitivnije u svemu tome.
And that is the great controversy is over the justification of God, not over the justification of human beings.
Da, to je velika borba u kojoj se radi o opravdanju Boga, a ne o opravdanju čovjeka.
That's the question of the universe.
To je pitanje svemira.
Is God just?
Da li je Bog pravedan?
Okay. Now, as I thought about Andreasen's work,
dok sam razmišljao o delu Andreasena,
some years ago I wrote a book.
You read.
I wrote a book on the atonement.
Pre nekoliko godina napisao sam jednu knjigu o pomirenju.
Called My Gripe with God.
Why?
My Gripe with God. My Complaint with God.
Oh, moj sukob sa Bogom.
Is that how can it was dealt with God's justice?
Kako da postupam prema pravednosti Božjoj?
And the problem of the cross.
Problem krsta.
In this book,
u toj knjizi,
I made a conclusion that was looking at Andreasen's work.
Ja sam načinio jedan zaključak pregledavajući Andreasenovo delo.
I said you've probably noted that it is not given a large place to humans in the work of atonement.
Vi ste primetili da u delu pomirenja nije neko veliko mesto određeno ljudima.
The simple fact is that the plan of salvation is God's work, not humanity's.
Jednostavna činjenica jeste da je plan spasenja Božje delo, a ne ljudsko.
It was Christ who lived a perfect life.
Bio je to Hristos koji je živeo savršenim životom.
As a human being and proved that God's law could be kept.
Kao ljudsko biće i dokazao da se Božji zakon može održati.
It was Christ who died for every person by absorbing the death penalty.
Bio je to Hristos koji je umro za svakog čovjeka preuzimajući na sebe smrtnu kaznu.
That resulted from a broken law.
Koja je bila posljedica prekršenog zakona.
And it is Christ who currently ministers in heaven on behalf of those who believe in him.
I upravo je Hristos onaj koji sada služi na nebu za one koji veruju u njega.
And accept his merit, the merits of his death and resurrection.
I prihvataju zasluge njegove smrti i njegovog vaskrsenja.
I didn't mention Andreasen, but contrary to Andreasen,
nisam spomenuo Andreasena, ali suprotno Andreasenu.
Atonement is all of God.
Pomirenje je potpuno delo Božje.
It began in grace, that is unmerited favor.
Ona je počela sa blagodaću koja znači nezasluženu naklonost.
And it will be finished in grace.
I završit će se s blagodaću.
And Christ's work will stand whether or not any human being ever accepts it.
A Hristovo delo će se obaviti bez obzira da li će ga ikada i koje ljudsko biće prihvatiti.
Not if not even one person accepted it, it was still complete at the cross.
Čak i da ga ni jedna jedina osoba ne prihvati, ono je ipak dovršeno na krstu.
The human part is not that of achievement, but that of response.
Ljudski doprinos nije u nekom dostignuću, nego u prihvatanju.
Of accepting Christ's work with its privileges and responsibilities.
Prihvatanjem Hristovog dela sa njegovim prednostima i odgovornostima.
What God is accomplishing for people through Christ is all important.
Ono što Bog postiže za ljude preko Hrista, to je ono najvažnije.
But we also must deal with what Christ is doing in us.
Ali također moramo se baviti i onim što Hristos radi u nama.
But that's a different topic.
Ali to je opet različita tematika.
I wrote a book on that called The Pharisee's Guide to Perfect Holiness.
Ja sam napisao i knjigu o tome, farisejski vodič za savršenu svetost.
Some may think,
neki možda će pomisliti,
that this book on the atonement should have included an exposition of the 144,000.
Da ova knjiga o pomirenju trebala bi da uključuje jedno poglavlje o 144,000.
As God's spotless ones.
Kao one koji su bez mane pred licem Božjim.
Who are pictured as keeping the commandments of God.
Koji su opisani kao oni koji drže zapovesti Božje.
Immediately following the second coming, immediately prior to the second coming.
Neposredno pre Hristovog drugog dolaska.
That has its place.
I to ima svoje mesto.
In what God does in us.
Ono što Bog čini u nama.
The Bible never gives humanity a prominent place in the plan of salvation.
A Biblija nikada ljudskom rodu ne daje istaknuto mesto u planu spasenja.
The great controversy is between God and Satan, not Satan and mankind.
Velika borba se vodi između Boga i Sotone, a ne između Sotone i ljudskog roda.
Whether or not any human being ever demonstrates God's power in living a spotless life.
Bez obzira da li iko ljudsko biće će ikada pokazati Božju silu u življenju bezgrešnim životom.
The atonement will have been completed.
Pomirenje bi bilo dovršeno.
Through the demonstration of Christ's sinless life.
Pokazivanjem Hristovog bezgrešnog života.
Death, resurrection, and heavenly ministry.
Smrti, vaskrsenja i nebeske službe.
One thing that's fascinated me now for years.
Nešto me fasciniralo godinom.
Are the songs in the Book of Revelation?
Songs.
To
su pesme u knjizi Otkrivenja.
All the way from Revelation 4 and 5, all the way up through Revelation 19.
Sve do, od četvrtog i petog poglavlja do 19. poglavlja Otkrivenja.
Not one of them talks about the victory of the 144,000.
Nigde nema govora o pobedi 144,000.
They all talked about the victory of the Lamb.
Svugde se govori o pobedi Jagnjetovoj.
And holy and righteous and just is our God.
A i govori se da je svet i pravedan i pravičan Bog.
I quote from Revelation 19.
Ja citiram iz 19. poglavlja Otkrivenja.
Salvation and glory and power.
Spasenje i sila i slava.
Belong to the last generation.
Pripadaju posljednjoj generaciji.
That's not the true reading.
Ovo nije baš pravilno pročitan tekst. I know that.
Belong to our God.
Pripadaju našemu Bogu.
Because his judgments are true and just.
Jer su sudovi njegovi istiniti i pravedni svekoliki.
That is the type of songs we find in the Book of Revelation.
To je vrsta pesama koje nalazimo u Otkrivenju.
Nobody ever sings a song of glory to the remnant.
Niko nikada nije ispevao pesmu u slavu ostatka.
At the end of that book I wrote three Latin words.
Na kraju te knjige napisao sam tri latinske reči.
Soli Deo Gloria.
Soli Deo Gloria. Samo Bogu slava.
God only the glory.
Samo Bogu slava.
Some of the brothers and sisters.
Neki od braća I sestara
saw those Latin words.
Gledali su te latinske reči.
And said this proves that this man is a Jesuit.
To dokazuje da je ovaj čovjek jezuita.
Nobody else would use a Latin word but a Jesuit.
Niko ne bi upotrebio latinske reči osim jezuita.
So it's hard to escape from some of these people.
Teško je pobeći od nekih takvih ljudi.
Especially when you're trying to give God the glory rather than people.
Posebno kada želite Bogu odati slavu, a ne ljudima.
Because the ones that have called me a Jesuit,
jer upravo oni koji su me nazvali jezuitom,
are the very ones that have a medieval conception of perfection.
To su upravo oni koji imaju neku srednjovekovno shvatanje savršenstva.
There's only so many ways to go right.
Ima toliko mnogo načina da se radi pravilno.
And only so many ways to go wrong in theology.
A ima isto tako mnogo načina da se skrene s puta u teologiji.
It's unfortunate that the ones that go wrong are more in harmony with our human unrenewed human personality.
Ali na nesreću čudno je makar da svi oni koji skreću s puta na teološkom planu nekako su u većem skladu sa našim opšte ljudskim stremljenjima I željama nego oni koji idu u korak sa Biblijom.
Because Ellen White notes we do have a bent towards evil.
Kao što je sestra White naglasila, mi smo svi nagnuti prema zlu.
And of course the greatest evil is putting ourselves at the center of the universe.
A najveće zlo je staviti sebe u centar svemira.
Now I'm going to borrow your microphone.
Oh.